What is the kind of faith that gets results, that gets answered prayer, that changes circumstances? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth, and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about having the faith of God, or the God kind of faith. Did you know that God always gets results? God never fails. And God tells us to have faith. Mark 11:22 tells us, have faith in God. Most translations say that and translate that simple verse that way. But it is a verse of great controversy. And many scholars feel that the proper translation of that verse is, have the faith of God, or the God kind of faith. When one considers the dynamics, that means how we operate in faith, it would be readily apparent that the most appropriate translation of Mark chapter 11, verse 22, is indeed, have the faith of God, or the God kind of faith. So today we want to talk about having the faith of God and what it really means.
and how we apply it, because it is the kind of faith that gets results. We begin by looking at Abraham. Abraham was quite elderly when God came to him and said to him, "Follow me, I will make you the leader, the father of many nations." And then it goes on in Scripture to say that Abraham believed God, he trusted God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Then God said to him that he would give him a son. Now, Abraham was about 100 years old, and his wife, Sarah, was, I believe, in her 90s. And here, God comes to Abraham and has complete faith in his ability to give Abraham a son, and he did. Now, he was very elderly when this happened, as was Sarah. At first, Sarah doubted, but Abraham believed God. He trusted on God. The word faith, trust, and believe in the New Testament all mean the same thing. Trust on God. Trust on Christ. And so we learn from this that Abraham had a heart for God. He was obedient, and he took God at his word, and he trusted in what God said. In Romans chapter 4, we read about having Abrahamic faith. In verse 17, we read, "As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, before him who he believed, even God, who quickens the dead," that means makes the dead to live, "and calls those things which be not as though they were." Now, in that verse, we see a definition of faith, calling those things that be not as if they already were. So, if I have a faith confession, because faith always requires a confession of it to Jesus so that he can take it to the Father, that's Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1, "Consider Jesus Christ the high priest of our confession." He is high priest of our faith-filled words. He takes our faith-filled words and he goes into the Holy of Holies in the heavenly tabernacle, and he tells Father God our faith-filled words. A lot of Christians never get anything from God because they never confess anything by faith, and God is a faith God. And they're waiting for God to do something for them, and God is waiting for them to do something for him. That is, to speak your words of faith aloud as a faith confession so that Jesus can bring them to him, so that he may release grace from the throne of grace upon you and me and our circumstances. So, in verse 17, we see that Abraham called those things that were not as if they already were. So if I have a cold and I say, "I have no cold, I have no cold, I have no cold, I have no cold." Is that faith and faith confession? Absolutely not. No. Why? That's mind over matter. If you have a cold and you say you have no cold, you're lying. That's a lie, and Satan is the father of lies. And that kind of confession, mind over matter, is a deception. No, if I have a cold and I start faith confessing, "I call this cold healed through the finished work of the cross by faith in Christ Jesus' name," and I keep saying that and it goes away quickly or immediately, then faith that we have used then is Abrahamic faith, or the faith of God in Christ. This is a very, very important concept to operate by. Why? Because God is a faith God, and God wants to see our faith. Now, it continues in Romans chapter 4, in verse 18, speaking of Abraham, "who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall your seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he, that is God, had promised, he was able also to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. In other words, in verse 18, it says, who against hope believed in hope. In other words, Abraham was elderly. God said he was going to make him a father of many nations and give him a son. He was nearly 100 years old. His wife was in her 90s, and her womb was closed. And yet, it says, in hope against hope, he believed. In other words, there was nothing to hope for, but he decided to hope anyway. And then, in verse 19, it says, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Huh? So for through faith, what did Abraham do? He set aside sight, circumstances, and he walked by faith, not looking at the circumstances. That's why in 2 Corinthians 5:7, the Apostle Paul says, we walk by faith and not by sight. And then in verse 20, it says of Abraham, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. In other words, he did not permit unbelief to enter his circumstances. He became fully persuaded, verse 21 says, that what God promised, he was able to perform. That's what we call Abrahamic faith, or the God kind of faith, or having the faith of God. Let's look at that a little closer. In Genesis chapter 1, God said 9 times, let there be, and it was, the scripture says. Let there be light, and it was. Let us separate the night from the day, and it was. Let us mark the border of the oceans, and it was. And it goes on 9 times. And every time God said, let there be, the verse also says, and it was. Now, you could substitute the word happened for the word was, and it will mean the same thing. Let there be light, and it happened. Let us separate the night from the day, and it happened. Let us mark the borders of the ocean, and it happened. So when God released his words, he had faith that his words would do what he intended. He had faith that the happening was in the words. Words are spiritual. Paul tells us that. And when released by the mouth, they find their target, and the happening is in the words. So in Proverbs 18:21, it says, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who engage it will eat the fruit of it. Well, fruit comes from seed. So the power of the tongue is to release seed, and the seed released by the power of the tongue are faith-filled words, and the happening is in the words. When those words are released to the atmosphere, they find their target, and the happening occurs, because when those words hit the target, and spiritual things are not limited by space and time, so when they hit their target, the happening is in the words, and the happening is released upon the person or the circumstance. And by the way, that's how prayer is answered, and why prayer is answered. That's how prophecy comes to pass. That's how declarations of healing occur. Words are spiritual. So the God kind of faith, or the faith of God, is the faith that God had, that when he released those words would do what he intended. The happening was in the words. Now, in John 14:12, Jesus said, "The things I do, you will do, and greater things than these shall you do, for I go to the Father." Did you know that Jesus was the creator in Genesis 1? It says in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, of Jesus, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and all things were made through him." Speaking of Jesus. "And without him was made nothing that has been made." So, John chapter 1 tells us very clearly that Jesus was the creator. Now that we know that, we can understand why he says in John 14:12, "The things that I do, you will do, and greater things than these shall you do, for I go to the Father." Well, what did we say Jesus as the creator did in Genesis chapter 1. He spoke things into existence 9 times when he created. It says, "And God said, and it was." Notice that when Jesus created, he simply spoke it by faith, and it happened. He didn't dwell on it. He released the words and he went on to the next thing. That's why he says it 9 times in that chapter. He didn't dwell on each thing that he said. He was absolutely convinced, as was Abraham, that God would perform that which he intended or promised. And so that is what the God kind of faith is, or the faith of God. Believing that when you release the words will do what you intend. Why? Because Jesus again said in John 14:12, "The things that I do, you will do also, and greater." So when we operate, we must operate in the God kind of faith, or the faith of God. We too understand that our faith or trust is on Christ, and that it is he who does it when we faith and faith confess what we need or what we intend, either for our own needs or for the needs of others. It doesn't matter. The principle applies just the same. And so that is called the faith of God. So if I say, "I call this cold healed through the finished work of the cross by the faith of God in Christ Jesus' name," we are now applying the God kind of faith, or the faith of God. That is the kind of faith that gets result. And it all begins with verse 22 that says, "Have the faith of God." In other words, speak it, believe when you release the words that the happening is in the words, and those words will do what you intend. It is combining faith with a holy expectation. And that expectation is on Father God and his Christ. Now let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father but by me." Scripture says God is not a respecter of persons. What he does for one, he will do for all. And if you receive Christ into your heart, being willing to turn from your sin and repent, God will not only enter you, your spirit, your life, but also your circumstances. And he will begin to live his life in you and through you and teach you how to operate in his kind of faith. Are you ready? Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sin.
Say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.